Very high performance over Adia, but there's a couple of big trade-offs here. The first one is that your data may become stale. If the data on the server changes, you need to rebuild and redeploy your site in order for those changes to be reflected. Another important trade-off to think about is scale. If your website has a million pages, it'll be very slow and difficult to pre-render all of them. That makes static generation most well-suited. Data that doesn't change often, and for sites that have a relatively low number of total pages, a good example would be a blog because it might have a few hundred pages and those pages likely don't change on a daily basis. Let's go ahead and take a look at how we might implement static generation in Next. In the car component, let's imagine we need to fetch data from an external source like a database or API. To simulate, for the demo I've added a couple of JSON files to the public directory. We have a file that returns an array of IDs, then an individual response for each car, which contains an image and other data about the car. Now we can fetch this data for the car component by implementing the getStaticProps function inside the component file. When you build your site, Next will automatically call this function, then send the result as props to the component itself. What we want to do here is fetch the JSON for an individual car so it can be used in the HTML UI for the car page. In this case, we need the ID from the URL to know which car was requested. We can get that information from the params argument in the function. Then from there, we use the fetch API to make a request to localhost to request the JSON file with that ID. We can then convert it to JSON. Then final step is to return an object that has a props property where each prop can then be accessed by the component. Up in the component code, we can destructure the car prop and then use it in the JSX, which I'm doing here by adding an image tag W.